You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Good morning. The Jen and Tim Show on Star 102. We are at 6:09. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards. It feels like the Christmas spirit is within you.
It is. We're 1 week away.
It's so exciting.
And it was a little warmer yesterday. It was getting gradually warmer yesterday. Going to be warmer than it has been today. So that's good news. I'm not into the freezing mode yet. Like, we can wait till after. You know, I don't mind. Actually, I do like some snow on the ground. I think maybe we all do for the holiday season and maybe into New Year. And then I'm ready for 80s on January 2nd.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't happen. I've lived in the area my entire life. It has yet to happen. That's just really not in our... We're not in the part of the U.S. and the world that will happen.
We're really not.
But I would like for that to happen because then it's just cold after that. Lots of things to get to. But we don't start the show without our EMCs.
We need a guest for Christmas Carol in an envelope. You know how this works. It's a song. It's a Christmas song. We just need one guess per day.
It's not I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. It's not Little Drummer Boy, Mary Did You Know, Silent Night, Good King Wenceslas, Do You Hear What I Hear, Dominic the Donkey, Frosty the Snowman, The Hippo Song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, Where Are You Christmas, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Underneath the Tree, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or Deck the Halls. I normally don't do that, but we don't have it on the website. Since it's kind of a... By the way, so we're going to have our guests. EMCs, you have to start with the guests. Like Jen said, this is how we don't start the show without you. We need the guests start the show. After that is an impossible question to answer. It is 100% a question that has been asked that is impossible to answer. First things first, what is your guess? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Good. I did a little bit more Christmas shopping yesterday. I'm still not done. Then I'm going to have to do the wrapping portion of the program. So I'm moving along slowly. How about you?
Good. Don't be a sloth.
I am. I am a Christmas sloth. I can't help it. Jen is much swifter than I am, and I need to move it along.
I got a wrap.
We would love your guest for Christmas Carol in an Envelope. It's a song. It's a Christmas song.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Great guess. That's not it.
We appreciate the guest, though. We will add that to the list. The impossible question that has been asked but not answered, because I don't think it can be. That's next. I'm curious if you have an answer to the impossible question, because I don't. And we've been asked several times. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. EMC's good morning. We're playing Christmas Carol in an envelope. Wait if we don't get it the correct answer by Christmas.
Is this the impossible question?
Yeah. I don't have an answer. I have, and I don't mean, you know, I have mentioned this before. We are a Star 102 family. We are a Jen and a Tim Show family. During Christmas music, outside of Christmas music, this is what makes the show different. We respond to the DMs, or we try to. Do we respond to them all? No, I'll be perfectly honest. Some of them I don't see, and maybe it's later. And I try to my due diligence. Stevie does. You do. We try to reply to everything. When the question has been asked via DM, I have on purpose ignored it because I don't have an answer.
Because see, this is the problem. This game takes months. We've played Dead Guy in an Envelope, right? I mean, it started in January, went through November. I mean, we played twice. It was almost a year both times. So here we sit. So say Christmas music is over here at Star 102. And what? It's February and we're still guessing a Christmas song?
No, I don't. EMCs, you tell us. So today is obviously December 18th at 6:18 in the morning. So we have tomorrow's guests. We have Monday. We have Tuesday. There's Christmas Eve, and then boom, Christmas Day, which is all. I mean, obviously, there's no surprise. We're off Christmas Day. It's you know, 30 hours commercial free Christmas music for you to enjoy and, you know, and have as your background for your, you know, whatever your traditions are. And we appreciate you having us on and asking Alexa to play us and everything else. I mean, we are close.
Did we just stop the game?
Because then it doesn't make any sense.
And what? Like, reveal what it was?
Yes. I'm not saying that is the correct ending. I am not suggesting that that is the correct ending. I am saying that we are playing Christmas Carol in an envelope, and I am punching into a Taylor Swift song or a Tate McRae
like
or a, whatever it is, whatever you mean.
Maybe you get a caller, we get an EMC on the phone, and you just have them keep guessing songs until
okay.
Guess. Or we do a day where, like on the last day, we keep taking calls until someone gets it. I don't know.
And so EMCs, this is your game. Here we go. Here are the two options so far. I'm just writing this down. I won't be able to read it later because my handwriting's horrible. So we either just keep taking calls until it's guessed. Skip Trump Tui, and I will just keep going until 9:45.
This is the other problem. Yes, you will. We will be on the air for hours. Jill won't come in. Chase won't come in.
No.
We'll just be taking guesses all day.
Jim Hart at night. So we will just either keep taking calls, which would be titles of Christmas songs until the game's over, on whatever date that is. I don't have in front of me. Or we just, it's Christmas and the game's over because we're done with Christmas music at midnight of Christmas. Or another option. I need another option. EMCs, I don't know if either of them are great. That's just the two that are on the table now because the question has been posed and I don't have an answer. I usually do. I don't have an answer to that. 216-343-1021, EMCs, your thoughts, or DM us, Jen and Tim Show, Instagram, Facebook, or Star 102, Instagram, Facebook. We'll get to those coming up in 2.5 minutes. So I don't know, what's your thoughts? Well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's not an impassable question because the EMCs, our early morning crew, are the best. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
We always get the best ideas from our EMCs. We're a happy family here.
That's the envelope. It's Christmas Carol in an envelope. We started that when? I don't know.
Thanksgiving-ish?
Probably right after. When we started playing Christmas music. You're taking guesses on what the Christmas song is in the envelope. The impossible question has been, what happens when you don't guess it and then Christmas music is over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like it's not like we're going to keep talking Christmas music.
But the EMCs continue to come through. All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, EMC. What are we supposed to do? Christmas Carol in an envelope? It might not end over the next couple of days.
All day long.
All day long with guesses.
All day long.
That was Jen's idea. That might be the best one we've had.
I don't know. I didn't.
Guess.
No.
Into a song. Guess.
I said
guess,
that.
Guess. Into a song.
But I didn't say go all day.
All
I mean,
day
imagine
long.
That.
You have to keep
all
going.
Until somebody guesses.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, if nobody guesses, then you got to tell them.
We have an insane suggestion also on Facebook.
Well, let's get to that now. So this would be a microcosm of the game. You just guess and 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 guess until it's done.
Until it's done.
Except this is the kind of compressed version of that.
Listen, we have a suggestion from Gina that says, save Christmas Carol in an envelope for next year until it guesses it!
That's even better.
No.
EMCs have the best suggestions. So far the best suggestions.
No.
Save it for next year. Put that envelope back in my pocket.
You
right in the back pocket.
Suggest that
right
to
there.
Tim. He will do that.
Or
he will
take them all day long. Oh, this is the best. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. What do you think about putting quickly the Christmas Carol in an envelope, saving it for next year if we don't get a winner?
I think that's a horrible idea.
Yeah. Really
no one's going to remember.
Probably our best idea we've had so far coming from Gina.
No, DM I love Gina.
Jen and Tim Show
and
on
it
Facebook.
Is so on brand for like, that's like a Tim Richards move.
That is just brilliant. I love that.
I just
DM'd her back. I said, that is the best message.
Yeah. I knew you would love that. And now I'm afraid you're going to latch onto that and we're going to do that.
Well, we'll see what happens.
I'm so afraid.
Very into it.
I know.
Tomorrow we have a winner tomorrow.
Hopefully we get a guess.
Yeah, that 100% could happen. So what do we have coming up next with Stevie on the socials?
Well, as we approach the end of 2025, there's a trend right now on social media that's very sweet. It's very heartwarming that you can do with your friends as you gather this holiday season. And it's called the accomplishment cake.
Well, here we go.
Oh.
Here's something. 'Tis the season with Stevie on the socials. You do not want to miss this. We're only 2 minutes away.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a viral trend on social media right now that is very heartwarming. It's called the accomplishment cake. And basically you gather a group of friends. I guess you could do it with your family as well. And it's a way to celebrate 2025 as we get closer to the new year to think about the year you had and what you've accomplished. So if you're having a get-together with friends or family this holiday season, it's a great idea. And if you post it to social media, you might go viral because every video I saw had millions of views. One of them that we're going to talk about had 13 million views. And it was a group of friends having a Christmas party at a cabin. and they all took part in the accomplishment cake. So basically, you write on a piece of paper or a sticky note one thing you accomplished this year. It could be a big thing, a small thing, whatever it is that you're proud of. And then it's on like a little stick, and then you say what it is to the camera and you put it in the cake. And at the end, you have a cake full of all of your friends' accomplishments.
And wait, it's a cake with sticks in it?
Yeah, you don't really eat the cake. Like you're
you gotta eat around it.
It's,
I'm kidding. You don't eat
it. You just probably don't eat it. Yeah, you're going to have to get two cakes. One to
feels
eat,
like a
one.
Waste of a cake. Yeah.
And then you just pull them back out, maybe, and then you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like,
you do that off
sticks.
Camera.
Just like popsicle sticks of some sort. Okay.
And you just put like, so then at the end, it's like this cake full of all these wonderful things you and your friends accomplished. And after you share yours, everyone like cheers for you. Like you get your little moment to celebrate. Like everyone's hollering, clapping, you know, being overly excited for your accomplishments. And I mean, everyone's examples were very different. Like someone, one of the girls said she accomplished getting 10,000 steps outside every single day of 2025.
Wow.
Someone else started.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, see, we should build our own accomplishment cake. Anybody have one? DM us or 216-343-1021. We'll build our own on-air accomplishment cake. One thing that you did, well, maybe you've, I mean, we've had a lot of people who's, you know, kiddos, they, I don't know, they once stayed in football just the last week or the week before. You graduated college or something this year, or something even more minor. I don't know. You got a raise at work or something. Like, let us know. We'll build over the next 10 minutes or something. We'll build our own little, you know, accomplishment cake. That'll be fun. You can keep going. I'm sorry. Did you have more examples or no?
They were all over the place. Someone ran a first marathon.
Your accomplishment cake should be getting an eye doctor in the area. Maybe that'll be 2026.
That's got to be next year.
That won't happen.
It should.
I'll wait till
you drove
retired.
To Dover for your eye doctor appointment.
Well, he's old. So he'll retire soon.
Hey, you know what? Accomplishment cake. You went from 6 PSI.
Yes, that was my thought.
And your tire.
Yes.
To new tires. That is your accomplishment. What if your accomplishment cake?
Seem very bad this year.
They're
that feels like a lengthy thing to write on a stick. Like, I'm very concerned about the stick process. Like, that's like, oh, I got new tires and the PSI.
Just put tires.
You just put tires and then how ugly is that cake with a bunch of sticks in it?
It looks nice because it's all everyone's accomplishments.
I need to watch this
video.
You
need a bedazzled stick or something? Like, it needs to look like flags coming out or
something? I'm very concerned about the cake. Like,
you
are you ruining the
cake? Just get a styrofoam ball and
just
stick it in and just pretend it's a cake.
Okay. Yeah, I like that because, like, don't you want to eat the cake? I want to eat the cake. I'd want to, like, swab the icing with my popsicle stick.
Oh, yeah. We just need one entry into our on-air accomplishment cake at 216-343-1021. There has to be one thing in 2025. What are we adding to our accomplishment cake, our on-air accomplishment cake on Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station?
Tiffany sent us a message. Jen and Tim Show on Facebook says, I quit smoking. That is fantastic. Congratulations,
deal.
Tiffany. We have another message from Erica. Listen to this. She also sent a photo. My accomplishment, my teenage daughter asked me if we could be a family that runs 5Ks on holidays. She's a state cross country runner. After not running since high school, I ran my first 5K with her on Earth Day. Now I will finish 2025 with 30 plus 5Ks.
You've got to be kidding. That is unbelievable. I don't know how you do that.
All of her medals she has hanging. It's so wonderful. Congratulations, Erica.
That is a huge accomplishment to add to the cake. What about you?
My addition is I survived my first year of parenthood.
Oh, yeah!
That is a huge accomplishment. Congratulations. Have you
thank
slept
you
lately?
So much. We have. Actually, he sleeps through the night, thank goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's
accomplishment number two.
Yeah, that's right. That's so
thank
great.
Thank you so much.
That is a
have
huge.
Have a great day, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you for listening to the show. And that is a big accomplishment.
So
that is a huge thing that first year for sure.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much.
Merry Absolutely. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what, it was about 2 weeks ago, maybe, that we released our annual Jen and Tim Show Christmas card. We wear matching PJs, we create a Christmas card, and we post it on all our social media pages for you. It's our gift to you for the holidays.
Usual matching PJs. They weren't this year.
They were. They are all exactly the same in print. And so here's how it goes. This is something I love. It was a tradition in my family. We all wore matching Christmas PJs, right? I brought it to the show years ago. You kind of resisted, but now you're into it because you know our listeners love it. And it's a big thing for our show. So I usually come up with an idea. Stevie usually executes it. You take the photos and then we don't let you see it really until we reveal it. I like to have a backup plan. Okay. So we posted our original. And this year's backup plan, I thought, and Stevie and I talked about it, we thought, you know what? This is too good. This is kind of our outtake card. This was the one that didn't make the cut. We need to post this. We need to share it with our listeners because it's too good not to. I am a little afraid for you to see it. I don't know what you're going to think of it. Have you looked yet?
I'm just grasping the fact that there's an outtake card. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
So there's, it's not like I'm out of the loop. I know that there are options. I know that I am just basically told what to do and lay there and smile and this and make hand motions and Tim do this and, well, and whatever and cross your legs and here right. you go and your socks are dirty and whatever. I mean, I didn't know that there's an outtake card. That there's an outtake card. There's a secondary card. This is the card that didn't make the cut?
It's the card that didn't make the cut.
Where?
Our original card we laid like a Christmas tree, right? You remember how when we took the photos we laid like in a triangle?
Right.
Do you remember after that we made you do pretend snow angels?
Yeah, I had to move my arms. In my legs, and I wasn't moving them
correct
on time
so
or something.
That is the new outtake card that's been posted. You can look at it now. It's on Jenny.
She posted the card.
It's posted.
The outtake card is posted.
I don't know that you're going to love it. I just don't know. It's on the Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. It's on Star 102. It's on Instagram. As a matter of fact, you should.
What are we doing?
Reveal this to you live on the air? We want your actual reaction.
Let me get my phone
live on the air.
Because I don't know what this
is. Don't look now. Do it live on the air.
All right, I won't. I'm just going to grab my phone and I'm going to log into Facebook. It's on Facebook and Instagram. Okay, I'm going to look. Hold on. Give me, what's this song? 3 minutes.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
That was a long song. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Have you looked yet? Our new Christmas?
No, I haven't logged in. I'm right there. I'm on my phone. I'm on a Jen and Tim Show. On Facebook, I decided to go that route.
So this is the card that didn't make the cut. I had two ideas for the card this year. CB and I had two ideas for the card this year. And we posted the original. We decided that was the main card, us in the pose of a Christmas tree. That was about week or two
ago.
Can
I look yet?
You can look now. This is the one that didn't make the cut.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? What do you think?
Some hairy flower is the first thing that comes to mind.
That you are disgusting.
That
do
is
not
some hairy
say,
flower. So
don't
we are
say hairy flower. How did you make this weird?
It's hairy
within
flower. You
30
have to look.
Seconds.
You have to look. That's going to be some hairy flower.
I can't believe you said that.
We are gingerbread cookies. Mm-hmm. Our arms are and legs are spread out.
Mm-hmm.
My short. The way that I'm posed, shorts are. They are short. They are short.
They are.
I'm very like. Hold on.
It's
let me
like
zoom
we're
in
making
my face.
Snow angels in the flower.
Your face. It looked. I mean, you were having the joy of life, and it also looks like you're maybe being dropped from a cliff. Yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah, that's very. That's very.
Stevie looking up at the gingerbread above her. Me, I don't even know what my face. Once again, my face looks like pudding. You guys don't care about
you
how my face looks
look like
ever on these any of these photos.
First of
that's
all,
that's why it doesn't matter. I just do what I'm told. It doesn't even matter.
I'm throwing Stevie under the bus.
Those
on this
shorts
one.
Are very short. You guys could have told me to maneuver
because these were not still photos. These were like video, and I think Stevie can confirm this. They were video, so she had to pause and screenshot us to get these. positions. So they were very carefully chosen. You're right. I am falling off a cliff. I don't know even what's happening there. And yeah, I mean, you saying Harry Flower is disgusting.
It is Harry Flower. This is in all seriousness, this might be better than our OG card. I don't know if that's rude to say or not. I love them both. I'm just scrolling through our Rainbow Radiothon videos just to kind of look at the old ones.
Stevie and I talked about it, and we're like, this is
so good.
I know, this is too good to not post. So, I mean, and you know, there's a couple comments saying the same thing. They like this one better.
Well,
now they're...
I'm afraid.
We have to get to these comments.
I'm afraid to. I see the comments once again. I get the notifications as you do. Yeah,
you're
I don't want to read these.
Emily,
we have to.
Oh,
no, we'll get
you.
To Emily. I know. I see
I love
it.
You, Emily.
I see it. I do too. I appreciate the honesty. But we'll get to the comments. Please, if I had my notifications dinging, they would just be going
berserk. People are.
Got Suzanne. I have Rob. I have Jen. I have Gina. 56 other people. We have to get to these. They're not going to be all positive Tim comments. These are not. Emily's definitely isn't. That's 3 minutes away. Emily getting a lot of reaction. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station, as she should be.
I wish we could read all the comments, but we have to get her to hers. She says, I love this one. This is in reference to our outtake Christmas card. If you look quickly at it, Tim's arms blend in with the wood, and it looks like a gingerbread man ate his arms
off. It does.
Yes, it does.
Because there is no care about the Tim placement.
Whatever.
Looking at Jen's face. Looking at Stevie. My face looks horrendous.
Stevie,
like somebody literally
you.
Just, like, I look like pudding face.
You do
and
not.
Then my arms you can't even see. That's how much care was put onto my place.
Listen.
You have to look at this card. By the way, this card might be better than the last one.
So,
but we are gingerbread people laying in there. There's Harry Flower. My shorts are really high. My face looks horrible. And you can't see my arms. But Jen's perfectly placed.
No,
Stevie's perfectly placed.
No.
They made sure they look great. Me, I'm slopped on the board.
Stevie works
I'm
really
barely on the board.
You're not slopped on the board.
Look at me. You can't even see my arms. You just said it looks like somebody ate my arms off.
Well, first of all, you were moving too much in the video, and it was cut off.
Exactly
it
like
was
I was
cut
told.
Off in the original. She
exactly
didn't like
what I was
cut
told.
It off on this. Second of all, your face doesn't look like pudding this time.
It looks like pudding.
It did a couple years. You look so joyous. You're so happy. You're laughing. You have
please
that
zoom
little-
in on my. Please go to the Jen and Tim show. Please go to socials. I know you're busy. The kids are going on the bus. When you get a chance, please go to the socials and look at my face.
And Stevie did a great job. She placed you perfectly. I mean, first of all, she puts a lot of thought into this. So you can ask her. Ask her, you know, why you're placed like that if you don't like it. I think it looks great. The Harry Flower is disgusting, though. The fact that that is the first thing you said about this is absolutely repulsive. Because your hairy legs are sitting there.
It is Harry Flower.
At least no one's saying your socks look dirty in this one.
Well, that's coming because that is a white flower.
That
is a white flower. They're going to talk about the socks.
We got a note. Tim's socks are a cream color.
Thank you.
A cream color.
Yes.
So a lot of people liking this card more. Maybe this should have been the original. I'm glad we posted it.
Yeah. Katrina talking about my face. Exactly, Katrina. You're right.
What did Katrina say?
I'm not saying on the air.
Say it.
I can't. I already scrolled down and I lost the comment.
Oh, well.
Otherwise, I would have. It's great. Okay. That's great. So no, we appreciate it. I do like this card a lot, besides my face and lack of arms.
Which card do you like better?
This one.
Better than the Christmas tree one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I like this one better. But I know there was a lot of a lot of hard work on both. I think they're both great. But
they're both cute.
And maybe this is just newer, and that's how I feel. But I don't know. This one's great.
Okay.
Other than my face,
other than
arms,
your 73 complaints. Right.
Shorts too short.
Right.
Other than that, it's great. But that's a Tim issue. That's not a card issue.
The card is great. Great job, Stevie. Thank you.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. Good Thursday morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim show. Definitely warmer than it has been the last, I don't know, 6 months. We'll see highs in the upper 50s today. Feels like it.
Yes.
Windy flash freeze warning tonight. Rain returns. Temperatures drop. Let's not get there. Let's just all wear shorts today and just enjoy ourselves in the upper 50s. We're doing some Christmas shopping. Some
Please don't
shopping.
Wear shorts today.
Okay, that's fine.
Unless you're a middle schooler, when you probably will anyway.
At all points in time. Well, what do you mean I can't wear Crocs and shorts?
Crocs.
Well, there's snow. So I don't know so let's go over the construction of Crocs. So you see those holes?
Mm-hmm.
So what's outside can get inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be snow.
They don't care.
And other weather. You can't say that we don't put ourselves out there as a show. I mean, Emily's crushing. I mean, this is.
We have great feedback. Great. We love the feedback.
Great. It's great.
Well, not well.
We've
mixed. All right, we have mixed feedback. We have an outtake card. So we put on our actual annual Christmas card a couple weeks ago, and we had two ideas. So this was the backup plan, and it was too good to not release this one as well. So we're calling it our outtake card. I have to read some of these comments. Teresa says, "Tim, them are some sexy man legs." People liking your shorts.
Because mine don't match the rest of
the
morning show. I have shorts.
You have shorts. They're the exact same print as ours. Alicia says, "Y'all ain't right," with three laughing emojis.
Yeah.
Now, Margaret, no shorts for Tim next year. Doesn't match the other PJs.
It doesn't. She's right. It doesn't match. You have to look at the card, please. Jen and Tim Show, Star 102 on all the socials. If you've never followed us, if you've never physically liked the show on socials, you should do that in comment. We're reading the comments, and it doesn't match.
Well, Margaret's comment continues to say, Jen's legs look too long and weird looking.
They kind of bend out.
I agree with you. They do. But I got to tell you that
your legs bend out like they're
bent. Well, it was like a video.
They're double jointed. I don't know why. You could grab your pencil and you could like...
Yes, and it
bend
makes,
it, yeah. And it looks like it's bendy. That's what looks like your legs are doing.
I don't know why it's doing that. Again, it was a video, and Stevie had to take screenshots of it. So I don't
know how to react to this because normally the comments are coming at me, but you have bendy legs.
I do. They're weird. They're weird. It's probably because it's like an in motion. My face is just insane. What did you say? It looked like I was dropped off a building.
But happy about it.
Yeah.
Like you haven't landed.
Yeah.
You're in midair and the flight is fun.
Yeah. Maybe there's a trampoline below. I don't know. I'm going to bounce back up.
Emily, I'm reading this one more time and trust me, we have something to give to you. Emily has the biggest reaction so far, which is why I go back to this one. I love this one. I love this card. And Stevie, you have done a great job once again with this card. We'd love having you on the show. If you look quickly at it, Tim's arm blends in with the wood, and it looks like a gingerbread man ate his arms off.
She's not wrong. I mean, she's not wrong. They do blend right in there. Your socks look great, Tim. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.